Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my boat. Snakes in my case.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, January 15th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Passerville City Council votes to not pursue term limits. Councilmember Chris Peel responds to accusations of treason for a social media post. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 32 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Berlager Excavation, serving the Central Coast for 28 years, 805-674-5141. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. In the November 2025 meeting, Mayor Pro Tem Gregory requested a discussion for term limits for the Passerville City Council. That discussion was brought forward to Council in its meeting last night for consideration. City Manager Chris Hewitt presented Council with options to applying term limits, such as their length, their cooling off period, which offices they would apply to, and how partial terms and appointments should count. Council received comments both in favor of and against term limits. Here's former City Council member Sharon Roden with her public comment on it.
My concern is we have two things working against us, three things. We're a relatively small town. We have districts, and you don't earn a huge salary being on the council. So somebody who's working full-time and wants to do a good job on the council, it's almost prohibitive. I understand the reason for term limits, I think, of Willie Brown, and just couldn't get rid of him, and they passed term limits in order to do so. But they found problems within that. You have inexperience coming in to an experienced staff.
So, Council agreed that while there are some merits to term limits, Councilmembers Chris Bausch and Fred Strong said that the city's elections effectively serve as term limits. The council voted unanimously to take no further action. Councilmember Chris Beal responds to accusations of treason for social media posts. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. In last night's Pastorable City Council meeting, Councilwoman Chris Beal responded to accusations regarding her social media post made last month. As ICE agents were reportedly seen in Pastorables and some citizens protested their presence, Beal wrote on social media, quote, "I am so proud of all of the volunteers and caring neighbors. If you hear the horns, whistles, and bullhorns, go to them and bear witness." Beal was accused of treason during last night's city council meeting by a public commenter for her remarks on social media. Here are some pieces of her response.
I do not support or encourage interfering with law enforcement. The online piece that spurred the outrage misrepresented my position in its headline, and it buried my actual words at the end of the article. To bear witness means to observe firsthand, to provide testimony. I learned that morning that there was possible federal immigration enforcement in town. As an elected, I have a responsibility to know what's happening firsthand. The situation came and went without escalation and without incident. Others who were observing from a distance were also impressed by the Paso PD response. This is the value of bearing witness. First-hand truth tellers are key for developing public trust. I want everyone to also understand that this misleading piece, unsurprisingly, provoked an ugly and dangerous response. I've been called the most vile names a woman can be called. I've been accused of treason by local business owners, and others continued to stir the pot, even though they knew that I did not say what I was accused of saying. This is dangerous, and it should not be tolerated in our civic discourse.
The city of Paso Robles announced they'll begin street improvements to West Side neighborhoods starting the week of January 19th. The first phase will be complete in early February. Construction will include concrete improvements at Maple and Pacific, followed by 8th and Olive, 9th and Olive, and the drainage issues on the north side of 13th between Vine and Spring Street. Traffic control signs and no parking signs will be placed throughout areas of construction. The Paso Robles Police Department announced there'll be a DUI checkpoint held within city limits on Friday, February 13th from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. at an undisclosed location. DUI checkpoint locations are chosen based off data showing incidents of impaired driving-related crashes. The purpose is to promote public safety by taking suspected impaired drivers off the road. Driving under the influence is not just from alcohol. Some over-the-counter drugs and medication may interfere with driving, and driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal. Paul Flores' petition to review his conviction has been denied by the California Supreme Court. District Attorney Dan Dow announced this in a release yesterday afternoon, saying that Flores appealed his 2022 conviction to the 2nd District Court of Appeal. In October 2025, the Court of Appeal issued a written opinion that affirmed the 2022 conviction, the DA's office says. The jury was held in Monterey County Superior Court due to a defense motion to change the venue from San Luis Obispo County. The city of Atascadero invites the public to attend the ribbon-cutting ceremony for its outdoor skate area. This will take place Friday, January 16th at 4:30 p.m. at George C. Beatty Skate Park, 5493 Traffic Way. A-Town Park offers 7,000 square feet of outdoor skating areas and 8,000 square feet of indoor space. The area has received a vibrant facelift with exterior paint upgrades and new improvements to enhance the experience for skateboarders and scooter riders, creating a more inclusive and versatile space for riders of all skill levels. The facility is open Monday through Friday, 2 to 6 p.m., weekends from noon to 5 p.m., and free skating available Monday to Friday for students with a punch pass. The city of Atascadero invites the community to join them for this celebration tomorrow with refreshments available and to learn more about the programs and camps offered in local recreation. In sports, for the NFL, playoffs continue this weekend. KPRL will have the Bills and Broncos game at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday. Then on Sunday, we'll have the Patriots and Texans at 11 a.m., then the Rams and Bears in the afternoon at about 3:15. In the NBA, yesterday the Kings beat the Knicks 112-101, the Clippers over the Wizards 119-105, the Nuggets beat the Mavericks 118-109. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Hornets, the Warriors will go against the Knicks, the Jazz will face the Mavericks, the Thunder will go against the Rockets. In California news, in a 2-1 ruling, a three-judge panel ruled that the map approved by voters through Proposition 50 will be allowed in the 2026 election. State Republicans and the U.S. Justice Department sought to block the map from being used, saying that it violated California's constitution. They also say to plan to appeal this decision to the Supreme Court. Artificial intelligence chatbot Grok has had one of its most controversial features blocked in several countries around the world, led first by the state of California, announcing it will investigate the proliferation of this feature. The feature, known as Spicy Mode, allowed users to ask the chatbot to generate sexually explicit photos and content, oftentimes using it on images of women and sometimes young girls. Louisiana has attempted to extradite a doctor in California, accused of mailing abortion pills. California Governor Gavin Newsom said, "We will not allow extremist politicians from other states to reach into California and try to punish doctors based on allegations that they provided reproductive health services." Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:16.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, this week, farmer and rancher delegates at the American Farm Bureau Federation's annual convention in Anaheim, California, adopted policies to help guide the organization's work here in 2026. And key topics ranged from labor to animal health to risk management. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval said that Farm Bureau's strength was once again on display as their grassroots set the policy for the organization.
Together, we are growing a better understanding of agriculture. Every conversation, every engagement bridges the gap from stories on social media to meetings in your state house and even in the White House. See, we believe it's critical for consumers and lawmakers to hear straight from you, our farmers.
And for the fourth year, delegates were polled during the voting session regarding their farms and ranches, and the results show almost 99% of those who cast votes operate family farms and ranches, and more than two-thirds represent small to mid-sized farms as defined by USDA. Planning for next year's convention has already begun. Mark your calendars to join Farm Bureau next January in Charlotte, North Carolina.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
Game chef John Ash calls bison meat utterly delectable. I'm Susanna Luthie Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband and I raise bison at his family heritage Taylor Ranch. Bison is an intensely healthy red meat, naturally low fat, high in iron and zinc. Bison is known to lower inflammation and reduce risk of some cancers. It's packed with vitamins and minerals that can boost your brain function, energy and immunity, and protect your DNA. This is meat you can't afford not to eat. Pre-order at Taylor Ranch 1868.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
KPRL News continues at 6:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet, faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. A silhouette of a cattle rancher practicing with a lasso at sunset, captured by the rancher's sister, Joelle Nathan of Butte County, was awarded first place in the 44th annual California Farm Bureau Photo Contest. Agriculture is an art that has been refined by multiple generations, just as this particular loop my brother was throwing has been refined by hours of practice, Nathan said. The photo contest seeks to celebrate the family traditions that make California's farms and ranches unique, and to bring attention to the unseen work that fuels the state's agriculture. It's a reminder that we are real hands and hard work behind the graves that eventually end up in your glass of wine, said Michelle Foster of San Luis Obispo County, whose photo of wine grape harvest in front of Rolling Hills was awarded second place. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-30s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy this weekend, continuing into Monday through Thursday next week. Low 70s Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, upper 60s on Wednesday, 67 a week from today. Currently, it is 33 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Fewer people were signing up for unemployment benefits last week. New claims for benefits declined by 9,000 in the week ending January 10th to 198,000. And continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, declined to 1.8 million in the week ending January 3rd. Another reading on manufacturing from the New York Fed improved this month, helped by new orders and shipments, and a report from the Philly Fed for January found business conditions improved. Taiwan Semiconductor shares are rallying following an upbeat quarter. It's predicting strong demand this year for chips used in artificial intelligence, and it's planning a fourth manufacturing facility in Arizona. And Goldman Sachs, BlackRock, and Morgan Stanley have all reported earnings that topped estimates. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosilda. Invested in you.
New Year's resolutions sound great on January 1st, but January 10th, not so much. This year, there's one resolution worth keeping: getting your finances in order. For many people, that starts with balance. Not just growth, but protection too. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. For over a decade, they've made it easy for investors to add gold and silver to their portfolios and reduce market risk. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, "Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, Freedom of Speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort. Discover the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can text. 238-KPRL to join us on this. Well, what is it? It's a Thursday morning here on The Right Choice. I think it is, anyway. Doing that. Been off all week on days, but...
KPRL.
Sarah's got drunk in the head and bone crying, hey,
Morning Exchange.
Alrighty, coming up this afternoon, he's been around the world covering some stories, most recently in the Ukraine. And Josh Friedman will be in with Karen discussing the things and from his viewpoint, because he's been in Venezuela. So that's coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. I got a couple of emails in, and yes, I will play the one because I was watching it a couple of times yesterday on the question asked to the doctor on can men get pregnant. You want to talk about trying to do a dance better than Fred Astaire or the Nicholas Brothers, she was trying to do it. But here's the email that came in this morning. Kevin, at last night's city council meeting, Chris Beal addressed her comments regarding ICE and Paso Robles, putting some blame on CalCoast for misinformation on her social media post. Wasn't there a letter that was sent to the council members about ICE coming to Paso Robles and to keep it private until a certain time? I do recall hearing something about that, but I don't know if, 100%. But anyway, the email continues. She has seen what's been going on around the country and the violence. Why, as a city official, would she want any possible problems to happen here in this city? She was trying to defend herself and put the blame on others. And then also it says, and why did she bring this up at a city council meeting representing the citizens when she used her personal account? And what does she have against law enforcement arresting criminals? Does she want criminals living in the city? She's not very smart and should be removed. Well, maybe you have some thoughts about that. I listened to the cut from last night, this morning. Somebody had sent it last night. And... well, you can probably go and, for yourself and take a listen and take a look. I was not impressed. She was reading it, so I'm guessing that she probably had some help, somebody writing it.
I didn't see sincerity in it. But that's just me. I'm looking for different things when I listen and watch somebody at the same time doing that, particularly at certain board meetings of certain school districts when people are eating candy and looking at their cell phones while the public is trying to address them. But apparently the people in charge think that that's okay and it's not disrespectful. So, all right, you got that. And also there is a little something that you might want to be concerned about. Again, this has to do with renters, and this is just to the south of us in Santa Barbara. Rent freeze have been approved. The city council, they halt rent increases for up to a year while considering permanent housing policies. So let's just take if the school board were to get a bond pass that would increase property taxes on people, that means apartment buildings or just, you know, homes renting. So the people that own these properties would not be able to raise the rent to possibly, or in many cases, at least cover the increase in the taxes on it. So the city council has said, well, you may own it, but we own you. This goes back to something that I keep pounding and pounding and pounding about legal plunder. The ability of the government to take from people who produce to give to people who don't. And I have suggested many times that you pick up the little pamphlet, well, I guess you can call it a pamphlet or a book, on Friedrich Bastiat, written in, I think, 1848 on all of this. And it's obviously well before, you know, some other books, Ayn Rand and a few others, maybe in some cases almost 80 years before. And he was dead on to see what government's potential and the fears of government to be able to take from those so they can provide, so the government takes from those and then gives to others. And that is a danger, and we see it more and more. And this ties in with something in California about this billionaire tax that is getting more recognition because of what it could potentially will do long-term, but also short-term, it's happening already. So since the progressives and some of the Democrats in Sacramento are a little concerned that this may not pass, especially since Newsom said he really doesn't think this is a good idea, but it's already happening here in the state of California. So what do they have up their sleeve? Well, they've got some ideas for, well, we're going to need the money. So what are we going to do? You know, if all these people leave and so forth and so on, well, they want to come after businesses because they have to make up the money somehow in the taxes that they are losing and will continue to lose. And so that should be a concern for anybody. And this ties in with a few things with education and healthcare. Because the cost of healthcare in California and the new laws from the federal government, there's a lot of money that's going to be missing from California. So while many have embraced the wealth tax proposal, and the other side is, well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go after some businesses. New taxes on corporations that employ workers who are paid so little that they qualify for public health care assistance. It goes on to say, we cannot let these corporations keep getting a free ride. We have a responsibility to all. Now, this is not an introduced bill yet, but they're hoping to get this to the table. So the corporations, and they don't distinguish what the size of the corporation, but it is simply to employ workers who are paid so little. So it's coming. It's coming one way or the other. So just get ready for it, folks. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Anything else you may want to talk about this morning here? It is, let's see here. Oh, they identified the guy who punched a couple of police officers yesterday. The Outstanding Citizen of the Year is Jimmy Bryant Bell. They contacted him at his home. This is great. There was a report from the, it just says, a Paso Robles school reporting a man suspected under the influence when he arrived to pick up his child from school. Well, we know it wasn't the former principal, at least, or maybe not, I don't know. Well, it's a man. And so they identified him, went to his home, and he became violent and punched one officer in the face a couple of times, and then ended up fighting with the others. Thankfully, none of the officers sustained serious injuries. So he was the Citizen of the Year was arrested and booked in the county jail. And let's see here, remained in custody as of yesterday at $100,000. So another outstanding citizen here. I wonder if, going back, tie this in with the Beal thing, is since she wants people to go to and blow whistles and blow horns and make noise and so forth and bear witness to be able to testify with ICE agents, would she want this to happen to when Paso Robles police make an arrest? Would she like to inform people? And does she have the means to inform the community through her social media as a private citizen to go out and say, hey, people, they're arresting somebody like this guy. And just to cause some more issues or concerns with police when you attract crowds like that? Absolutely irresponsible. So, again, maybe some of you have some thoughts on this. I'm going to see if I can get this in, and this has to do with the question that the doctor was asked regarding California. Can men get pregnant? And this is, I'm trying to see it here. This is okay. It's Senator Hawley from Missouri. And he was asking this Dr. Nisha Verma on whether a man can become pregnant. Now, she was called by Democrat members and questioned about whether biological men could become pregnant. And again, we're talking some dancing here, as usual. We'll see if we can get this up here and get it going.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Since you bring it up, why don't we just start there? Dr. Verma, I wasn't sure I understood your answer to Senator Moody a moment ago. Do you think that men can get pregnant?
I hesitated there because I wasn't sure where the conversation was going or what the goal was. I mean, I do take care of patients with different identities. I take care of many women. I take care of people with different identities. And so that's where I paused. I think I wasn't sure where you were going with that.
Well, the goal is just the truth. So can men get pregnant?
Again, the reason I paused there is I'm not really sure what the goal of the question.
The goal is just to establish a biological reality. You just said a moment ago that science and evidence should control, not politics. Absolutely. So let's just test that proposition. Can men get pregnant?
I take care of people with many identities, but
can men get pregnant?
There are many women that can get pregnant. I do take care of people that don't identify as women. That
can men get pregnant?
Again, as I'm saying,
let me just remind you what you testified to a moment ago. Science and evidence should control, not politics. Absolutely. So, can men get pregnant? You're
totally
a doctor,
agree.
I think.
Science and evidence should guide medicine.
Do science and evidence tell us that men can get pregnant? Biological men, can they get pregnant?
I also think yes, no questions like this are a political tool. And
no, yes, no questions are about the truth, doctor. Let's not make a mockery of this proceeding. This is about science and evidence, and I'm asking you. You know, the United States Supreme Court just heard arguments yesterday at great length on this question. This is not a hypothetical question. This is not theoretical. It affects real people in their real lives. And you're here as an expert, called by the other side as an expert. And you've been telling us that you follow, right, you're a doctor, and you follow the science and the evidence. So I just want to know, based on the science, can men get pregnant? That's a yes or no question. It really is, I think.
I think you're trying to reduce the complexity of a lot.
I'm not. I'm trying to get, it's not complex. I'm trying to get to an answer, and I'm trying to test, frankly, your veracity as a medical professional and as a scientist. Can men get pregnant?
I think you're also conflating male and male with...
No, I'm not conflating male and female. They're two different things. There's biological men and there's biological women. And I want to know, can men get pregnant?
What you were talking about is biological...
You're not going to answer my question.
Biological males...
This isn't hard, doctor. Can men get pregnant? Yes or no?
I would be more than happy to have a conversation with you that is not coming from a place of trying to be polarized and push.
I'm not trying to be polarizing. I'm trying to ask. I think it is extraordinary that we are here in a hearing about science and about women. And for the record, it's women who get pregnant, not men. We are here about the safety of women and science that shows that this abortion drug causes adverse health events in 11% of cases. That's 22 times greater than the FDA label, another fact you haven't acknowledged. And yet you won't even acknowledge the basic reality that biological men don't get pregnant. There's a difference between biological men and biological women. I don't know how we can take you seriously and your claims to be a person of science if you won't level with this on this basic issue. I thought we were past all of this, frankly. I can't believe we're still here talking about this.
I am a person of science, and I'm also someone here who's here to represent the complex experiences of my patients, and I don't think polarized language or questions serve that goal. I don't think they serve the American people.
It is not polarizing to say that there is a scientific difference between men and women, and I want this to be clear and for the record. It is not polarizing to say that women are a biological reality and should be treated and protected as such. That is not polarizing. That is truth. It is also, by the way, the United States Constitution, which offers unique protections to women in a variety of circumstances as women. And your refusal to recognize women as women and men as men is deeply corrosive to science, to public trust, and yes, to constitutional protections for women as women. And I think it's extraordinary that you would sit here and advance a political agenda that has been thoroughly discredited and rejected by the American people in this forum.
So I say, and thank you for sending this one in. I saw this clip several times yesterday, and I forget who the commentator was, but they did have a good suggestion. When you go to the doctor, if you have concerns about your doctor for whatever reason, ask them that question. Ask the doctor that simple question. Hey, doc, do you think men can get pregnant? Because that may have, you know, may change your decision on who you want to go to. Boy, she kept dancing and dancing and dancing. And it's not unlike, you know, many, not just politicians, but people in general, when they have an agenda, they can't answer the correct question directly. They try to spin it another way. It's, she should be embarrassed. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I said that to you. My comment was going to just, I know you're going to be going left here, but a couple of things. I would ask her, okay, do you prescribe the abortion pill to men? And how many abortions have you performed on men?
Well, of course, she wouldn't even answer that, probably.
Yeah.
But... How can she, as a professional, in front of the entire nation, sit there and do that?
I'll tell you exactly why. And I thought about this when you were playing that. I hadn't thought about it. Money. Because she doesn't want to offend any of her patients or constituents and then be labeled as a regular doctor. Because then she's not going to have these people that are... transitioning or what have you, they're not going to come see her any longer.
Well, would you want to see her if you heard that answer from that she was not even giving?
No, not at all. I mean, that just makes me look at him like, I don't know where she went to medical school or how she got a license, but if that's what these DEI hires, if that's what it's all about, I would question her. I have a question, the diploma that she got.
Well, I don't know, you know, what kind of Maybe she's an OBGYN. I don't know. I didn't see what her exact work that she does. But she did say she was a scientist.
Yeah, I think she was an OBGYN, if I'm not mistaken. And then one more statement before you go left. The fact is that gay couples, male and male couples, adopt children. Female gay lesbians adopt children, or they're artificially inseminated. So a male and a male can't have a child, and a female can't have a child. So that's basic, you know, biology. You don't spontaneously get pregnant.
Well, why would she say that a simple yes or no question is political?
Because she can't answer it correctly. She doesn't want to answer it correctly. It's going to affect her income.
Okay, so, you know, she's a doctor, so we're going to assume she's not stupid, although she sounded like a moron. Does she not realize by the way she was responding, it doesn't help her?
Obviously not. I mean, it just doesn't... I sat there and watched the whole thing and just... I showed it to my wife as well, and we're just like, answer the question. It's very simple.
Well, as we know, people that don't answer questions directly, you have to be aware. I mean, leery of them.
Yes.
I know that they wouldn't do this on the floor, but if she's doing that, I don't know if she deserves to have the title of doctor.
I wouldn't think so. Not after what I saw.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Maybe she identifies as a doctor.
That's true. Maybe that's true.
Yeah. That she is. All right, sir. I got to go. Thank you very much, as always, and heading this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The Pastorable City Council discussed potentially imposing term limits in its meeting last night. City Manager Chris Hewitt presented council with options such as term limit length, cooling off period, which offices they would apply to, and how partial terms and appointments should apply. Council saw merits to term limits, but council members Chris Bausch and Fred Strong argued that the city's elections effectively serve as term limits. The council voted to take no further action and to table the item. Paul Flores' petition to review his conviction has been denied by the California Supreme Court. District Attorney Dan Dow announced in a release yesterday afternoon saying that Flores appealed his 2022 conviction to the Second District Court of Appeal. The jury was held in Monterey County Superior Court due to a defense motion to change the venue from San Luis Obispo County. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s, it's 32 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Ted Linder. A SpaceX capsule splashed down in the Pacific near San Diego at 3:41 Eastern Time this morning, almost 11 hours after four astronauts left the International Space Station.
SpaceX Dragon, copy, concur. Splashed down and mains are cut. We are in 4.800.
SpaceX copies, and we see the same. Mains cut. On behalf of SpaceX and NASA, welcome home, Crew 11.
The mission cut short after one crew member became ill earlier this month. The sick astronaut said to be stable in orbit and needed further care on Earth. And there was another ICE-involved shooting in Minneapolis after officers went to take someone in the country illegally into custody Wednesday night.
They say this Venezuelan migrant held up a shovel, tried to assault one of their agents. That's when they say use the shovel to try and assault the agent. Shots were fired. This Venezuelan teen, we're told, was shot in the leg, expected to be okay.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. DHS said the agent and the subject were hospitalized. America's listening to Fox News.
We
ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
Yeah, we've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the salt limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, and Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
New year, new keys? Look, if I'm making resolutions, win more money is absolutely on the list. Every Thursday in January from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., three winners every hour can win Tatchy Cash or cash. Then at 8 p.m., one lucky winner scores a prize and $5,000 in cash. So yeah, drink more water is cool, but new gear and $5,000 feels like a real new year upgrade. It's keys and cash only at Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
It is 9 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice. KPRL Sports brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
College basketball, top-ranked Arizona rallied for an 89-82 win over rival Arizona State, so the Wildcats are now 17-0. But 10th-ranked Vanderbilt was knocked from the unbeaten ranks at Texas, 80-64 the final. Only three teams with perfect records remain: Arizona, 8th-ranked Nebraska, and unranked Miami of Ohio. What's a guy got to do? NBA, the Cavaliers rolled over the 76ers, 133-107. Donovan Mitchell had 35 points. Cleveland guard Darius Garland added 20 before he had to leave the game with a right foot injury. Nuggets got 33 from Jamal Murray in a win over the Mavericks. Dallas rookie Cooper Flagg sprained his left ankle before halftime and didn't return. Kings knocked off the Knicks. New York lost its leading scorer, Jalen Brunson, to a sprained right ankle in the first quarter. Bulls squeaked past the Jazz on a Nikola Vucevic layup with 4 seconds left.
You want to come up big for your team in those moments. You know, it's the ones you dream of when you're little, when you play in your backyard or whatever. You know, you're imagining you taking shots at the buzzer and all that. And so when you have a chance to do it and it goes through, you know, it's just one of the best feelings.
He had 35 points. Baseball, the Red Sox have reportedly agreed to terms on a 5-year deal with left-hander Ranger Suarez, and the first of 9 NFL coaching openings to be filled might come today. Multiple sources say the Giants are pushing hard for a deal with former Ravens head coach John Harbaugh. That's Thursday Sports.
NFL football, the playoffs come in this weekend here on KPRL. Saturday we'll have the Bills and the Broncos at 12:30. Then Sunday, 11 o'clock, Houston taking on the Patriots. And finally, the Rams and the Bears. All here on KPRL. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, offering quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Lots of sunshine today, highs in the mid-70s, clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid-30s, and we'll do lots of sunshine again, low 70s on Friday and Saturday and Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, maybe with some clouds. Wednesday, upper 60s a week from today. Again, no rain in the forecast. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 7:12 a.m., 5:13 p.m., we are at a delightful 32 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical. Proudly serving you since 1979. You'll find them at 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Moving right along here on the Thursday.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot,
hoot. The world-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. As we check in to see what animals may be out there on the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound. As I look to my left, nothing is on the board. We cleared it from last week. All right, so that is good. Mr. Garcia.
Mr. Will.
Do you like Oreo cookies?
I love Oreo cookies. Who doesn't like Oreo cookies?
That's a very good question. All right, now, if every Oreo cookie ever made were lined up, it would reach the moon and back how many times?
Oh, wow. One of these number questions.
This was probably a government program that came up with this.
Oh, it must have been. Okay, let's go with 10,000 times.
No.
No, okay.
Only 5 times.
I try to guess an absurd number because that's usually what it is. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, it's an absurd question, too. Apparently, this is under, I have nothing else to do with my life, so I'm going to figure this out. But thank God they did, because it makes you hungry for an Oreo cookie. Nothing like it with a little bit of milk, right?
Yeah. I prefer the golden Oreo cookies, honestly.
I don't know what those are.
They have vanilla wafers rather than chocolate ones.
Oh, okay. Well,
sometimes the chocolate just gets to be a little too much for me. Like, you know how when you have a lot of chocolate, the bitterness really starts to get to you?
I've never been to that extreme because hardly 2 or 3 times a year, I'll have it. So
fair enough.
Yep. All right. So lose one or find one. Give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230. Though tomorrow the office will be closed and the holiday on Monday, no one here. All right, world famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed. Simply go to AtascaderoGunShop.com. Okay, let's go to trivia. And trivia is brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and of course out at the airport, known affectionately as the 1-9er Diner. All right, you're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. All right. Only 4 animals and one of a very few fictional characters have been awarded a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Give me 2 of them. Only 4 animals to be awarded a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I need 2 of them. 238-5775-238-KPRL. All right, to the phone line we go. You animal lovers. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. They would be Bugs Bunny and Mickey Mouse.
Yep, those are on the list. Old Bugs and Mickey Mouse. Who was your favorite of the two?
Bugs.
Yeah, but...
Definitely Bugs.
Yeah, I just assume a cat get Mickey Mouse. I've got no use for that rat. Never have. Yeah. All right, sir. May I have your name, please?
Yes, Jim Lemon.
All right, sir. We have you down as a qualifier, and enjoy your day.
Thank you very much.
All right, bye.
I have a clarifying question. I wrote down Mickey Mouse as one of my answers. The second one, though, is does Godzilla count as an animal?
No, but he's not on the Hall of Fame, Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I think he is.
Well, not according to my buddy Al here. But Al could be wrong. Couldn't Al be wrong?
My Al says, yes, Godzilla has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame located at 6925 Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh!
Award on November 29th, 2004.
Okay, well, I may have to fire my Al. Because that's not... okay, now, so you just looked up Godzilla. You didn't look up the animals on the Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah, I looked up, does Godzilla have a Walk of Fame star? And, you know, that's why my clarifying question was, does Godzilla count as an animal?
All right, well, okay. Well, one thing is that either way, because we're in the media, we're never wrong.
Right.
So it's only Al. Al is wrong. We're not.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The Paso Robles Police Department announced there will be a DUI checkpoint held within city limits on Friday, February 13th from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. at an undisclosed location. DUI checkpoint locations are chosen based off data showing incidents of impaired driving-related crashes. City of Paso Robles announced they'll begin street improvements to west side neighborhoods starting the week of January 19th. Construction will include concrete improvements at Maple and Pacific, followed by 8th and Olive, 9th and Olive, and drainage issues on 13th Street. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s, it's 32 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Okay, I went to look for a new owl. And according to the new owl, Lassie is only one of 4 animals. Mickey Mouse, Kermit the Frog, Bugs Bunny, Godzilla, And also, the silent film stars Rin Tin Tin and Strong Heart. Those, according to the new Al. All right, we've got two more to go this hour, brought to you by Berlager Excavation, serving the Central Coast for over 28 years, and they specialize in dozer work for rural and ranch development.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.